Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly for our second interview of the day, which is actually really cool to do two interviews in a day. But, you know, the Leslie Solison interview will be up later today. And right now, one of my favorite guys, favorite lady men, who needs to have, like, a more of a storyline on Days of Our Life. And he's been such a great friend to us, so. And I love James Brenner probably more than anyone else in the whole wide world. And he's been on different strokes, Highway of Heaven and Generation, the same. So my TV husband, Christoph St. John, was. Okay, so let's bring him on. Hey, James.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm great. I've been doing interview after interview, so I've been busy. But it's good because technically, you know, Seattle, we are still in the stay-at-home order. So having, you know, do a lot of shows is keeping me from going crazy. Besides watching, of course, Days of Our Life, of course. But, yes, I just have to put that in there. And in a hospital. But I wanted to ask you, because we haven't talked in so long, how did you deal with being off for, what, 5-7 months with the virus?
Yeah, it was quite a while. I think it was, I believe it was 7 months.
Yeah, so what did you do with yourself? Because, you know.
Well, quite more than I thought. You know, I thought I would, we'd be cleaning the house every day, and we certainly did a bit of, and reading a lot of books and, you know, tackling, learning a language. You know, I thought there were a number of things I thought that time would work out. And but, you know, things get put off and procrastination becomes part of what goes into it. But quite a bit. I was fortunate to have an e-show, which I can't really talk about right now. I can tell you the name of it. It's called Promised Land. And we haven't shot it yet, obviously, for obvious reasons. But I've been rehearsing that with the producers of that show with a wonderful role.
That
was one of the advantages. And, of course, we still have our own businesses, which continue to have to be run during that whole time. And I have, you know, we've been able to read and binge Netflix and Prime and all of that, just like everybody else.
I mean, did you ever think a year? I mean, we are still in this for a year later, because I never dreamed it would go on like this. I mean, I had a feeling last Christmas. I remember, not this Christmas, last Christmas, when I started hearing more about this virus. And this, I'm like, okay, something is telling me it's going to come here and we are going to be screwed, you know. And the only one I said that to, it was Maggie. And she goes, yeah, I bet you, you know, we both have this bad feeling. And then January 22nd, Washington was the first known case. And then we have, like, 64 nursing home residents, you know, die in the matter of 2 or 3 weeks. So
right,
I kind of knew why then and there.
Well, we all know. Yeah. Well, this time last year, we knew that the virus had moved from China to other places in the world, and we were sort of aware of it, but we weren't really deeply aware of it. And if you remember the Ebola scare and the Ebola virus handled very quickly. Was handled. I mean, people died, but it was handled very, very quickly. And so I think a lot of us assumed it would be that kind of thing. It wasn't. And nobody thought this would happen. It's one of those things that we're all living a moment of that none of us had imagined at all. We can imagine things that happen frequently. You know, we can imagine wars. We can imagine natural disasters. These are things that happen too often, but something like this, very, very rare.
It still is. I mean, I would just say I'm doing my part for the national debt of the economy by going on Amazon almost every day. You know, I mean, my dad not really... Even though I don't live with my parents, I just get all my packages there because everyone's home all the day and it's safer than an apartment. He said to my mom, and goes, okay, either you or Carly or your mother, all three of you, which one is having this affair with the UPS guy? Because boxes and boxes are showing up in my auto and... Mom goes, where are you, doll? Number one is bored. I'm bored. My mother needed a couple of things. And then about, I'd say, 2 months ago, my mom saw the numbers going up. And as much as she, you know, at first she was letting me go to the grocery store for my grandma and I because, you know, I was bored. But after the numbers of before Thanksgiving, she put her foot down and said, no, tell me what you want and I will go get it. And so before that, I was doing the grocery shopping for my grandmother and I got into a little trouble because I thought making money during this time was a great idea. And I was telling my grandmother, $0.50 per item, but she didn't know this, okay? And it was, you know, and I thought I put the receipt, like, in my bag, but she would never know. No, I was not thinking, and she would come home and read the receipts. And you found that the grocery store was selling her way too much. And then I'm like, Mom, I'm really not going to go back to Mama for you over $3, okay? And Maggie also talks to my grandma all the time. And when they were on the phone and Maggie figured it out, Maggie goes, oh, I know what's happening, so yeah. After that, I got in big trouble because, well, I made kind of $6 out of the whole deal, but everyone said I was a genius for even figuring that out, but never to do that again. But, you know, I just wanted to shop more, I guess. And, you know, I mean, I cleaned my closet. I had everything organized, so I was bored. And then I was really worried about you guys when you came back on set in September.
Oh, yeah.
Because
of course.
Then we heard, and you never know what's right or wrong in the media anymore. But in September, we heard that you guys had 2 COVID cases. I think it was in September or October. And God, please do not let it hit James. Please put James Renner in like a plastic bubble, please. It cannot be him. And so when I heard that, my heart just dropped. And so you guys were off again. And then do you guys have to be off again tomorrow?
No, we're
oh.
Yeah. No, we're fine. We were I think there was a week back in September, October where we were dark, and that's pretty much the standard. It's what the CDC calls for when there's a case. Our producers have been really, really wonderful about ensuring our safety. They are very careful. They've hired the latest company that they've hired to do our testing every morning and to make sure that we're all safe. They're there. They're on set all the time, reminding us when we can put on our mask and when we have to take them off in order to do scenes. They have been the producers have done a great job in ensuring that we're safe, and their number one priority is making sure everybody who works on the show is protected.
Well, yeah, and that's like important because you guys are with each other 5 days a week, and I don't know how I would feel about having my twin sister take every morning off. But I know it's a really good idea, but, you know, that's the only thing I think I wouldn't like. And the testing I wouldn't like either. But,
the testing's pretty easy, actually. It's not bad. It's not painful. You know, they do the nasal swab, and they do it every morning. And then we wait for results. We go to our dressing room and we wait for the results. We don't see anybody until we get cleared, and then we go into makeup and get started on the day. So the testing is pretty good. They're very nice people, and you know, everybody works. The people who work on this show are really wonderful to work with, and that includes mm-hmm. The new people who are the. Who are the health care professionals? So we're pleased.
Well, yeah, and I was telling Wally, who was on last week. Wally was here, and I said to Wally, I was being funny, but I was being serious, that you guys need to have more of a story together. That is one of my biggest beefs about Dave, because I would love seeing Dustin and Abe be more fun. I mean, you are the former police chief, and, you know, you were the mayor. And
right.
I just think that having you and Molly in a scene together will make my year, because I just think you guys are so incredible. You know, suffered, but pulling you guys together will be awesome, because I don't know. I just think there needs to be a storyline where Abe gets in trouble for once in his life, because Abe's never in trouble. And Justin will have to defend you. I mean, there's a storyline I've always wanted to see where you got yourself in a little hall ball with, I don't know, murdering someone.
I love that. I love that idea. I think that's a wonderful idea. And I, of course, love working with Wally anytime. He's just a wonderful talent and a very nice man.
Well, yeah, and I always tease him because, you know, he goes in the morning in general, or in the morning to day, then, you know, he switches. And I'm always, you know, reminding him, remember, you are in the Kiriakis Mansion on days, in the Quartermain Mansion on days. And he goes, but you just be quiet. So, yeah. But I've always thought you know, about that. I meant to tell you that so many times. And by the way, my grandmother told me to tell you, because she decided to call in, that back in the day, like, I don't know, 20 years ago, she just has a little beef with you. And I tried to explain you were doing your job, but when you put Alice Hogan in jail, okay. She
Alice, I remember that, yes.
Yes, okay, she was not happy with you. And I explained, my grandma, he had to do it. And
that's right.
And grandma
Abe was very reluctant. Abe didn't really want to lock Alice up, but he had no choice.
Yeah, and my grandma, he didn't have a choice. And, you know, my grandma goes, well, he should not do it because he's an honorary Houghton and an honorary Brady and an honorary Black. So really, he should never throw his friends or older women in jail. And I'm like, okay. You know, and
well, there are a lot of honoraries there.
You know, no, I
well,
really think.
Did you see? Did you see the other day that I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday was Frances's birthday, and I think she would have been 107.
Yeah, I saw that, and I mean, you guys on screen together were great. I mean, all of your time, you know, were great, and. For me, I think it was, you know, yeah, the Culvers had their own storyline when Lexi was there, but
right. You
guys still intertwined with the Bradys and the Houghtons, and something I was sad that we never got to see was really a closer with you and Stefano. I mean, we knew she was sick, but I think there would have been such a great storyline there where, okay, you, even though he was your ex-father-in-law, but father-in-law, you know, you have Theo, so you have that in common, but I always wanted to see, like, almost redemption with the two of you kind of talking things out, even though you wanted to bust him. Every crime he ever did was, I don't blame you. I just with the fans got to see that because whenever you and Zoe worked together, it was amazing. And so not having that it was really different for the fans and for the fans to lose Zoe like we did. And it took a while for us to, you know, for the fans to see that he died on screen was, I think, hard when you guys were taping 6 months ahead. I just remember every Twitter, every email I got from fans telling me, Carly, why haven't they mentioned it? I go, because he just passed away 3 weeks ago, but Days of Our Lifetime, it won't be for another 6 months. So with that, I just wish you were able to do that. And I still, for you, want Lexi to come back from the dead. And because I think Lexi has always been Abe's first love and will always be, you guys. You guys have this incredible love story, and I've always loved it. And I mean, I know Renee wanted to leave, and I understand that, but I wish you could just twist your arm or blackmail her or something, because you guys did such phenomenal work together.
Yeah, well, it's yes. I miss her and wish you were there as well. But you know, she's living a good life, and doing what she really wants to do, and but that doesn't make the doesn't make it any less difficult not having her around. But you know, it's always an adventure on Days of Our Lives. It's going to happen next.
Well, and I mean, I still think, and we talk about this every time you come on, that Nicole and you, I'm still waiting for the DNA test to come out, that Nicole is really you. I still believe that. I still believe that Faith never told you that Nicole was your daughter because of the father-daughter thing that you and Ollie have together.
Yes.
Has always been amazing. And you guys actually made it into on the January 25th classic lines of Soap Opera Digest. And it goes, Nicole informed Abe that Ava is alive. And Abe goes, this one that's turning the number crazy lady. And then Carlos goes, there's something else. And you know what? Did Lily Bowden did she bring Lily Bowden with her? Love seeing when you and Ollie was just so fun, so funny. And I think it would just give both of you such a meaty storyline.
Well, that's great to hear. I'm so glad because Ari and I have talked about this a number of times, and we play our scenes as if we are father and daughter. And so I'm glad that comes across because
It really does because, you know, I mean, you have Brandon in common. I mean, Brandon's your son. That's your brother. So. And I've always thought they should just bring Brandon back
be great.
You know, for both of you, for the interaction. And, you know, I think Dave is going in the right direction. Before I bring on my host, my other host, Nadia, my new incredible host, I just want to know, yesterday there was news that all of you guys were off contract and Twitter went crazy, and I had to calm everyone down because this happens every year, correct? This happens every year until picked up.
It actually only happened last year because of COVID. But I saw that too. I saw it on Yahoo. But I think it was a problem with Yahoo. I read the story very carefully, and I think it's recycled from last year.
Okay.
You know, we don't know if we're off contract, we don't know about it. So they're working today.
I think it was
a mistake with Yahoo.
Well, I think fans saw that and ran with that yesterday, and I'm like, okay, fans, do not give Colleen more of a headache right now because, you know, that's not nice to do, you know, basically. But my last question before I bring on Nadia is, yesterday was Christoph's anniversary, and I can't believe he's been gone 2 years. It doesn't feel like it, you know?
No, not.
What is your favorite memory of him? I mean, even though you guys worked together 30 years ago. But you guys always, you know, were able to maybe see each other at the daytime Emmys and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite memory from there?
The last time, Christoph, not the last time we ran into each other, but one of the last times was at the NAACP Image Awards. And of course, Young and the Restless always wins those awards. So I didn't show up very often, but I showed up at this one. And he was so sweet in his acceptance speech by really making it about me. He was very loving and in his speech and talking about what working with me meant to him. And that was just a wonderful tribute, and I will cherish that memory forever.
Well, yeah, I mean, every time he was on, also, he always said you were the first African-American that broke through the barriers to get people like him on the show for so long. And,
mm-hmm.
like, he felt like he owed you his life for that because, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, you were correct in a way, but Kristoff was amazing too. And when you won that daytime Emmy, not last year, but the year before, 2018, I was so happy for you.
Thank you.
But it was hard because sometimes they put you and Kristoff in the same category.
Yes.
I'm like, okay. So Kristoff was my TV husband, and you are my TV male who probably could get me out of any trouble I may get into. And so for me, I'm like, wait.
I would try.
Yeah.
I would give it a good shot.
I go, who am I supposed to be voting, you know? And so it was always, for me, always the hardest part, you know, when it came to having both of you in a category. I'm like, okay, could we just tie it and both go on stage and then mention Daytime After Dark? That was in my mind all the time, this, you know.
Uh-huh.
That, but I better bring Nadia on. She's new, but she's wonderful. And seeing one of our new hosts, Nadia, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, James.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So you're doing the show now.
Yes, I'm a host, and I also do the booking as well.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. That's cool. I'm glad to be in touch with you.
Yes, me too. Thank you very much for coming on the show. We always appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you.
It's always wonderful, and it's always good to connect.
Exactly. And it's also great that you were on Days of Our Lives. I absolutely love Days of Our Lives. I've been a Days fan since I was a kid.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes. So you've been watching the show for quite a while then. You probably know a lot more than I do.
Yes, for 32 years now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah,
you started watching
in the
late 80s then.
Yes. Yeah, I was young.
Ah. Well, that's a very special time for daytime drama, especially, but also Days of Our Lives. The 80s was a really, really great time for the show. And a lot of us who some people might consider to be the center of the show came on the show in the 80s. Of course, I did. As did Drake and of course Wayne Northrup before him, and Peter and Christian and Missy, the list, Mary Beth. I mean, Stephen.
Yeah.
I keep going on and on, Wally. So
yeah.
It's a really special time for the show.
Yes, and you're all special, and you're all great. You're all great actors.
Well, thank you.
I enjoy all of you. Yes. So I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So my first question is, So what sort of person would love your character on Days of Our Lives? Like, do you?
Sort of person.
You...
Of Abe. You know, I think. Somebody who's drawn to someone who has a really strong personality and point of view. because that's what I think of Abe, someone with a very strong personality, a very strong point of view, someone who is who loves his family and friends, and is very, very committed to doing the right thing, which may not always be done the right way, but his ultimate goal is to do the right thing.
Right. That's awesome. And if you could play any other character on the show, who would you like to play?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I think probably the common answer of most people would be Stefano. Still a presence on the
mm-hmm.
show. It's very interesting,
right.
You know, sadly we lost Joe, and yeah, character Stefano, though, is still very, very prevalent on the show. The Demiras are important because of Joe. And
right.
And Stefano, we talk about, you know, as if he is there. And so that's a character that has a lot of attraction for me as an actor, but I think I have a lot of company. I think a lot of people would give that same answer.
Exactly. Yeah, he was an icon on the show.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. Well, he was the villain with charm, you know, and that's
right.
That's always a good thing.
Exactly. Well, James, it was great talking with you.
Well, you too. Well, that was fast.
Well,
we
want to give people.
Yeah, we
want to give people a chance to talk to
you.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
and
great.
Nadia, I'm gonna let you stay on because
okay,
you know we are
no
kind
problem.
Of a team here. And 708 is on the line. 708.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. James, do you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
This is your old friend from Chicago. Remember Mark Edward Willows?
Oh my goodness! Yes, absolutely. How are you? And you?
I have to say hello. I saw it advertised this morning on Facebook, and I says, "God, I think the last time I saw you was on the set about 6 years ago, when I was in Los Angeles." But I just wanted to call and tell you howdy.
Well, it's so good to hear you. And you live in Indiana, am I right?
Yeah. I'm out in Indiana, and that's where I'm at now. And, hey, I also have a show. I've got a podcast. You need to be a guest on my program.
Oh, goodness. Well, now, where is your podcast?
It's online. It's on Spotify. It's on YouTube. It's on iHeartRadio. It's on all the platforms. It's called Gabin Cabin. That's the name of it.
Gabin
and it's
Cabin.
And it's a celebrity-themed show. I have celebrities on. I just had on a gentleman last week. I'm sure, James, you remember the old show Hazel from years ago.
Sure, yeah. It's absolutely many years
ago. I had on Don DeFore's son, Ron, and he was a fabulous guest talking all about old Hollywood and everything. So, yeah, I would love to have you on.
Well, you're too young to remember Hazel, I would think.
Oh, you'd be surprised. No. I was there for Hazel, let me tell you. And also, I heard you mentioning about Days of Our Lives. I have all of you beat. I've been watching it for 42 years, so.
Oh my goodness! My goodness! Well,
yeah, it has been a long time. But anyway, I just wanted to say howdy. I saw it this morning advertised. And I said I got to call in and say hi to James.
Well,
so
you are lucky.
You are in LA right now. It is snowing buckets in Chicago.
Oh my goodness! Well, try to avoid Chicago.
Yeah, but I would really love to have you on the program. I mean, how could I get you now? Are you still with Laurie yet, or what?
Lori knows how to get in touch with me. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Mark, you still have my email address, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
Email me tonight, and I will give you Zane's email address because he just gave me permission.
Great.
Yeah,
well, anyway, James, I just wanted to call in and say hello. I saw it advertised, and I'm like, wow, good old James Reynolds. I haven't been in touch with you in years.
Excuse me, what about me? Well, not me.
Yeah,
well,
yes,
voice.
And you. Yeah,
yeah,
everybody, you know. So anyway, and by the
trouble.
Way. Yes, yes. And James, I'm still so glad that you are on Days of Our Lives and still going strong yet. In fact, we did a show on my show a couple of weeks ago about the soap. The people were calling in and they mentioned you, you know, James, and everybody is saying the one thing that is missing on that show in your life, you need a new love affair, bad.
Thank you, Monk. I've been saying the same thing.
Yeah. Do you know the lady that was on the show? Oh, goodness. What was her name? She was with you in the police station a couple months ago. The real the African-American girl with the blonde hair.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know who that is.
She was with you in the police station. She was, you know, on the wrong side of the law. Sheila.
Oh, Sheila. Yes. Sheila.
Oh, I thought the two of you made Bob was wonderful. Yeah,
that was a very she was very popular. The fans really enjoyed her being on the show.
She was wonderful with you. You guys really had the chemistry on the air.
Yeah, she was great and she was wonderful to work with and she's lovely and there's several things. I know it all depends. I know Abe and Kate have been about lately.
Oh, yeah, out and about the town, huh?
Yeah, and then there's some surprises coming up pretty soon. So,
well,
that
would be good.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, James, I will not keep you, but it was a pleasure talking with you. And, yes, I will get in touch. I'd love to have you on my show. It's a lot of fun, too.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, Mom, I will email you tonight. And
okay.
Send me the link to you, so. So we can put on Twitter and stuff.
I will do that. Well, James, anyway, nice chatting. You take care. Good luck with Days. Hope to see you again somewhere in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you
okay,
very much.
You guys, you guys
thank
take
you,
care.
Mark.
Bye-bye. Bye, Mark.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was nice because I haven't talked to him in a while either.
No, that was a blast from the past.
Yeah, and so let me see. I have to go to David. Hey, David.
Hi, James. How you doing?
Hey, David. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Down here in Florida, it's kind of cool now, but it was hot this morning, but not cool right now. So I'm doing good.
I spoke to somebody in Florida yesterday, I think, on a business call, and they said it was cool weather. But then I reminded them that the rest of the country has a blizzard going on.
Yeah.
So all of us in California and Florida, we should feel pretty good.
Yeah, I know. It was 40 that night, 40 degrees that night, real cold. So it was kind of warm this morning.
That is. Florida, my goodness, that's very cold.
Yeah, well, we get that time weather this time of year, hurricane and storm and flood. So, but yeah, well, we don't get it for that. Okay, couple things. I saw you in Highway to Heaven. What was I doing that show, Highway to Heaven?
Oh, it was great fun. Doing that show was just wonderful fun. I just lost the name of wonderful legendary actor that I worked with, Roscoe Lee Brown, who was fantastic.
Yes.
Who was a legend. You know, I remember watching Roscoe Lee Brown when I was a boy. And so the fact that I would actually one day work with him was really, really quite a thrill. And of course, Michael Landon, who directed that episode as well.
Yeah,
as acted in it, and I enjoyed that. Interesting thing about that show is that Renee Jones was also in the show.
Yeah,
but we never saw each other. Same show. We both had significant roles, but we never saw each other.
Yeah, because my thought, absolutely. Look at next in age. I thought, whoa. Also, you were in the movie Chops. Chumps. I saw you in Chumps. Chomps. Chumps.
Oh, Chumps. Yes. And I think Chumps was a Disney film. I'm trying to remember. But I played a newspaper television reporter.
Yes.
And sometimes you forget. You know, you do. If you're lucky, you do a lot of things and you kind of forget what you've done in the past. And every once in a while, somebody will throw out the title of something, and I just have to go, I don't remember that. But I do remember Chomps very, very well. And
I recognize your voice. That's how I know with you. That's how I know you were young, but I recognize your voice. Because I know you. That's how you name in the credits.
That's great. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, because that was a great movie. That was a great movie. And you were great in it, too.
I might have to take a look at it again. It was fun a long time ago. I have to look at myself as a very young man.
And also, I remember Hazel. I watched Hazel on reruns. I'm not old, but I remember Hazel. I didn't watch a young kid, Hazel.
Oh, my goodness, Hazel. Wow. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but I watched it reruns. I kind of remember it, but I did watch it when I was a little kid.
Well, that's great. Yeah,
I watched it since 1984, about the time we started on there, because I've been watching it for a long time. So,
yeah,
I'm an 80s child, so, yeah, I watched it for a long time.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, it was a long time ago. No kidding.
Yeah. Also, can't forget about Family Feud. You've been on that a couple of times. Family Feud, the game show.
Oh, Family
Feud.
Yes. Family Feud and with Harvey. And I remember I worked,
Rick
I Gold. Did get guests on his radio show. Remember Steve Harvey, you know, finally went to stand up. But he had a radio show out here in L.A. for a number of years and guest on his radio show a couple of times. We were comparing mustaches in those days.
My last question is, do you have a favorite movie that you like to watch over and over again? If you had to watch a favorite movie that you could watch over and over again, a favorite movie.
Wow. Well, that's a good question. I tend not to have favorites because there's so many good things that are around. So I tend not to have a favorite food or a favorite color or any of that sort of thing because there are so many just really great things out there, and I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow to make me change my mind. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know what movie I could watch. I know every Christmas I like to watch Miracle on 34th Street, which I love, and you can't find anymore. I don't know why they don't show it anymore. I really don't understand why they don't do that. But I wish I could give you an answer, but I can't think of one right offhand.
Well, I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. I love thrillers. I love Alfred Hitchcock movies like Psycho, Vertigo, and all that stuff. I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan.
You're an Alfred Hitchcock fan.
Yes, I think it's made by all his movies, over and over.
Oh, that's true. Well, good for you.
Davis.
Good for you. One of our great directors, great creatives, Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes, it's a movie that's suspenseful. I love suspenseful movies, horror movies, and thrillers. Yeah, exactly.
Ah, so you're a horror movie fan.
Yes,
definitely.
He is. That's great.
Well, nice talking to you. Thanks for answering my questions. I appreciate it. And
well,
come back on anytime.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you.
Okay, David, I'm bringing you off. And I'm bringing Bobby on. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, James.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing very, very well, actually.
Yeah. What was it like working with T-Boss? Because I know that she had done very well during her career, because I remember listening to her music back in the day with her group TLC, and it was great to see her on there showcasing her acting talents, because I joked with her on how she, Kristen Alfonso, and then later Sal and Camille should reform TLC.
Yeah,
make it more
multiracial
as a joke.
Well, she was wonderful. I can tell you that. She was just she's just a delight, and I loved working with her. She was and I miss her. I know the audience, the fans, really enjoyed her and her character, and it brought out a different side to Abe. And I like that as well. And it was great fun. I was very pleased at how the fans embraced her.
Right. And a lot of the fans are probably fans that listened to her music growing up back in the day and stuff like that. So they were more familiar with her from her music and just knew who she was from the interviews that she was on with the other members of TLC on the different shows that they were on, BET, Soul Train, and so on back in the 90s. But now my next question is, how do you feel to be a grandfather to Lonnie and Eli's twins?
Yes, Carver and Jules. It's great. It's a natural progression. You know, I think it's one of the attractions of soap operas is that you, the audience, gets to follow all of us as we life, just like life. And having these two grandbabies is just really great. And I love Sal and Lamont, and I think they're just a lovely couple. They're nice people, and having the two babies now just brings the Carvers, the influence of the Carver family just makes it greater.
Right. It would have been nice if it weren't for COVID if you had actually had real babies versus dolls, because I was reading in Soap Digest how Sal said it kind of sucks that we don't have to work with real babies because of the pandemic, and I understand because Martha Madison went through 6 months before we actually saw Claire as a human on days. Back when she had Claire.
Don't forget
that Martha had to deal with this for 6 months with a baby doll before Claire was human.
Oh, sure. But it's, of all the things we have to deal with COVID, it's a small price to pay for everybody to stay safe.
Yeah, maybe you can just hire maybe a 1 or 2 year old down in the next few months to play
if
they're capable enough to wear masks and go through the COVID testing, because I know how impatient it is. It's bad enough that
One and 2 year olds are a little difficult to have. So usually, if you watch, you don't see many 1 and 2 year olds on TV or even in films. What you see are, they'll jump it up like 4 or 5 because it's a little bit easier.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, good luck in trying to get 1, 2 year olds into Disneyland without wearing a mask. That's what I read on the news I'm just trying to get them to act on a show because I look at General Hospital and I look at the kids that play it's a little different than what it is compared to what we're seeing now on Days, or what we're going to see maybe in a couple months from now with Steffi's baby on Bold and Beautiful or down the road. I mean, it's just kind of just the way we look at it this way. And like I said, Martha Madison had to go almost a year before we end up having to see Claire as a baby back in the day. And so I understand how Martha felt when she actually was hoping to work with some real babies, and she eventually did that. But
right.
But you tell Sal and Lamar I said hi, and tell Sal I've been impressed with her workout, and I love her hair. I love her hair.
Well, I do too. I do too. She's a doll. I could not be happy that she's my TV daughter.
Yeah, tell her I said hi.
Oh, yeah,
and if she hasn't gotten a Valentine's Day card yet, then tell her that I really enjoy her work. So I'll let you go so you can talk back to Carly and Nadia, or talk to Maggie or whoever else you got on the line.
Well, I'll absolutely tell her that.
All right. You have a good day.
You take care.
Oh. Okay, right. Bobby. Good job on the
Thank you, Bobby.
And so before we go, I just have to ask you something that came in my mind. You are the biggest Lego fan besides Peter Bergman from Young and the Restless. Okay, I've done my homework. And so how did you feel when the Lakers won? And how did it feel for you? Because I was excited, you know, for the Lakers, even though
yes.
I've always been a trailblazer, but for the Trailblazers. But how was that for you? I mean,
well, it was thrilling. It was exciting. It was, we've gone through some rough seasons out here. We're used to winning, and we had a few years that it was more difficult, and we were in a place where we weren't exactly used to being. But having them win in the bubble, having them win during this time was really exciting. The only drawback with the Lakers winning the championship is the fact that we haven't been able to celebrate it yet. And that's always been an exciting thing in L.A. That parade
seeing
the team
that.
At Staples. Yeah. So that's the only drawback. So we will have eventually the city of Los Angeles has to celebrate both the Lakers and the Dodgers, who are both
both. Yeah.
Right.
And my final question is, Kobe Bryant was a legend in the basketball era. And did you ever meet him, being like the biggest Laker fan that I know you are, because you. A couple of times, so you cannot tell me that. You are the biggest Laker fan besides Phil Bergman. Did you ever meet Kobe? Because I'm curious.
No, it's interesting. I've met a number of Lakers, actually. But Kobe, I haven't, and I have good friends who were also good friends of Kobe. So the fact that it didn't happen is kind of interesting, because it should have. But never did, and I actually have Kobe's shoe and his signed jersey. But we never were never able to meet each other.
Did you meet Magic Johnson? See, that's like I love Magic Johnson. Johnson, Larry Bird was like an awesome time. I loved the rivalry between Magic and Larry Bird.
Boston Celtic rivalry, and I've met Magic a number of times, but that's a legendary rivalry between the Lakers. It goes all the way back to the 1950s.
Yeah, I remember 90 and the 80s, 90s. They were in the playoffs, and my uncle was taking us up in Seattle, taking us to both of our grandparents. My mom and my dad lived 10 minutes apart, and so he was picking us up to taking us there, but it was the Lakers and Boston game. And so we were listening in the car, and we won about 90 the whole way. And we got to Oregon, and that came in 90 minutes. Just so we could watch the last, you know, have the basketball game. And I'm like, in the call, I'm like, you guys both would get a ticket. And they're like, okay, will you stop playing and stop looking for cops? I'm like, excuse me, I'm on soaps. I know what will happen to us. Okay, they might put all of us in jail. What are we going to say that we were speeding to get home for the Laker game? And my uncle goes, no, we could say that you got hurt and we were going to the nearest hospital. I'm like, okay. But yeah, for me, the Lakers-Boston thing was like the biggest rivalry. And cannot wait. Yeah, and I cannot wait for LA to be able to celebrate the Lakers win and the Dodgers win, because you guys deserve it. You guys, after everything with Kobe and COVID, I think, you know, LA and this country need something to really celebrate, you know. And before you go, who are you going for in the Super Bowl?
Well, the Chiefs, Kansas City.
I'm going with Kansas City. Since all of you heard my complaining for the last 3 weeks that the Seahawks, you know, were out of there the first week, so
I was mad.
I've been like a.
Are you in the Northeast? Since you're a fan of. You're a fan of both the Trailblazers and the Seahawks. Are you in the Northeast?
Yes. Yeah, I'm in Seattle. Seattle. So for me, I grew up in Oregon. We moved from Oregon when I was 10. But for me, it's always been Portland did not have an NFL. So it's always been the Seahawks and the Blazers. Well, it was the Sonics before we lost them. But the Trailblazers and the Seahawks are, like, awesome. And I really thought the Hawks were going to win this year. And when they could not pull it out, I think everyone heard me screaming from all across America. But I just want to say before we let you go, please be safe when you're watching the Super Bowl party, because I think this year is going to be hard on people not being able to have the big Super Bowl parties that they have.
Yeah, I don't go to Super Bowl parties. I don't even in regular times I don't do that, because you can't watch the game. Everybody's talking.
Exactly my point. But we want to thank you for coming on, and please come on again, and please let me know when you can talk about Promised Land.
Absolutely.
We want you on for it. Right, Nadia?
Yes, we would love to have you back on the show, James.
Well, we'll do it for sure. And just so everybody knows that we're going to have some surprises coming. I think in March you'll start seeing some things.
Awesome.
Perfect.
We look forward to it.
Okay, well, have a great day.
Thank you all. This has been fun. You both take care.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
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 Oh, crap.
Hi.
I forgot to tell him the Marcus said hello. Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, shit. Okay, I will email him that. Okay, I'm... You know,
I have
today
to,
been very good for Carly, okay? So before we go, I just wanted to read you guys the best article I saw of the whole day, actually. And I want to thank Nancy Lee Rom for bringing it to my attention. Okay. This is from, person that was never supposed to be in the White House. He goes, dear Ms. Contreras, which is, I wanted to write you regarding the so-called discipline hearing aimed and revoking my union membership with you. Who cares? Why I'm not familiar with your book? I'm very proud of my book as Marie says, Home Alone 2, Zoolander, Wall Street Zoo, Money Never Sleeps, TV shows, including The Fresh Prince, A Bay of Saturday Night Live. Of course, one of the most successful TV history was The Apprentice. That's the name of you. I was glad. I was greatly helped by the cable news business of a dime platform. Not much left until I got involved in politics. Created thousands of jobs and networks, MSC, MSN, fake news, and CNN. But bringing to you led to an attempt to free media attention to disrupt yourself from your diminished worker union. Your organization has done a little for its members and nothing beside me, besides collecting dues and promoting dangerous un-American politics and ideas. And there has been a massive unemployment rate and losses from celebrities. And I was even recording a video asking, why isn't the union fighting for me? There is, however, policy failures, your disciplining failures are outrageous. I was no longer to be associated with your union. I set this letter to inform you my email resignation from the SAG and AFTDR, Donald Trump. Okay? Before we go, I got to say this. I got to say this because ever since I saw this on Nancy Reagan's Twitter doing this, so I wanted to start laughing. Really? Really? So you're going to cry yourself that you were in a two-minute movie on Home Alone 2 with everyone now fast-forward when we see your face. And you call Celebrity Apprentice the best book you've ever done. But Arnold Schwarzenegger brought in more of the ratings than you ever did. So, yes, the media is glad to get rid of you. What is everyone's take on that before we go?
Do we still have to hear about Trump all the time? Because, I mean, I hope he's impeached and go to jail.
What do you mean?
Because of all the crimes he did. They don't get him in Congress.
Yep. And David, what do you think?
No comment. I don't like Donald Trump.
Wait, what did
silly.
You say?
Silly. Crazy.
Well, Nadia, what's your reaction?
My reaction is I hope that Donald Trump gets impeached and he's not able to run ever again. That's my opinion.
Oh, well, I know, but this season, you know, his name, Mary Trump, was right. Now he cannot take losing and he cannot take failing. And I just want to point out to all of America that yesterday, we saw Ivanka and their tax returns. And let me see. It's so bad they are in debt. Why are we surprised? Why? I'm not at all surprised with this. And I just thought I would bring it to the American people attention. And before we go, I have a question for everyone, okay. So everyone loves pizza on the show, right? Everyone, right?
Yep.
Yes. I'm having that tonight.
from Will.
Go ahead. Huh? I don't even know. I went downstairs and I saw it. I don't know where it's from. I think my aunt got it for me or something.
Right. So I won because I'm going to order my pizza tomorrow because I'm craving it. But I have to actually go to Pizza Hut because they don't deliver around here anymore, stupid people. I want to know if anyone on this panel has had the original stuffed crust pizza and does it microwave good after the first, you know, couple of pizzas.
I never tried that. I mean, I had it when Pizza Hut first introduced it, but I haven't tried the Papa John one or the other guy.
No, this is Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
David, have you tried the original stuffed crust?
Yes.
How is it?
Not good.
Not worth it. Okay, and my other question is, they have this new Detroit-style pizza, and has anyone tried that?
I tried Little Caesars, and I think that's Detroit style.
See, okay, and before we go, why is everyone...
I haven't had outside pizza in a long time.
I thought you had last night.
No, I said tonight.
David.
I had a pretzel pan pizza. Not stuffed crust, pretzel pan. Totally different. Small one.
Oh, that's right. Okay, but what is everyone's favorite pizza topping? And I'm going to start with Nadia.
Mine is either just plain cheese or peppers and mushrooms, olives, and pineapple.
Ooh. Okay, Bobby?
Pepperoni.
And David?
Oh, I forgot about pepperoni. How did I forget about
pepperoni? Pepperoni.
Okay, so for me, if I'm going to Pizza Hut, I will get a extra pepperoni, extra cheese, you know, and then I will ask, this is weird, I know I'm going to think, you guys will think I'm already weird enough, but I love having pineapple on the side and put it because I don't know, is this sweet, salty for me thing? But if I'm down in Oregon, I miss their pizza. Like, you guys, I wanted to break the law by now and just go get myself a pizza from there. But my only problem with that one is, okay. Has anyone of you been on the West Coast, like Seattle or Oregon? Anyone of you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
The farthest west I've been was New Mexico when I was a baby.
Yeah, there's this bridge called, it's the bridge that comes from Vancouver, and then Vancouver, Washington, and then you go into Oregon. So the problem with me going and going to Oregon and get my pizza by now is they are washing all of the people that come across on the bridge right now. So, since we are not supposed to visit any other states, so if anyone has an idea who lives in Oregon or Washington that can get me there without getting caught, without getting me in jail, and be back on the air next week. If I did this weekend, let me know. I won. You know when you want something so bad and you can't do it? This is how I'm feeling, you guys. I feel like we've all been grounded. I mean, am I the only one feeling this way, or are you guys feeling this way?
I'm sorry?
I'm okay. With all the, you know, pandemic stuff and everything, don't you feel like we are grounded for something we did not do? I feel like I'm 15, and I'm grounded for like a year with something I actually didn't do for one. And with, you know, when I was a kid, I was grounded for a whole year. Okay, you know, a whole year. You know, when I did the thing I did, but beside the point. With, you know, but I think they should do away with grounding, because when you ground your kid, you're kind of grounding yourself, because then you actually have to stay home and make sure your kid stays at home. And then this a memo to my older brother, who, you know, my darling little niece, once he's grounded, I try to get her out of it. So, yes. So, tomorrow, on our last interview for the week, is someone's favorite, Chris, will be on here at 5 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock everyone's time. And is Nadia's first time talking to Andrea Evans. So, it's going to be
I love Andrea Evans. She was excellent on Passions, and I watched, and she was on The Bay too.
Yeah. So.
Mhm.
So yeah. So I just want to say that before we leave, and I'm working on a big guest coming up, and when I know more details, I will let you guys know.
Oh,
okay.
Who is it?
Okay, number one.
Let us know.
Okay, number one, you know, the only one that possibly could find out is my partner in crime.
Me?
Okay. Yes.
It would be me.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And, you know, probably Maggie, but you two boys have a big mouth. So, you know.
I have a big mouth. I keep secrets. Don't say that. I keep secrets. You know that. You know that. That's not true. I keep secrets.
Right now, the girls are higher number than the guys. So. You know,
don't say I have a big mouth. I keep secrets.
Well, I know, but you don't. You know, but Nadia is my right-hand person. And I just want to say before.
Yeah, we know that, but I keep secrets. You got to wait till you have breaks. I keep secrets.
Okay. Before we go, you guys, have a great night. Have a great night, because I'm seriously doing two interviews in 2 hours. You know, I do take a 40-minute nap, and I woke up and it's so freezing here that I'm like, okay, five more minutes, and then I had to get up at like 1:40 and stuff or so. So yes, but we will be back tomorrow with only one show, thank God.
Andrea Evans.
At 5 p.m. West Coast time. And have a great night, everyone.
All right.
You too.
Good night, everyone.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Yep. Bye.